So they took me quite literally and stole the Peter Handke typography outright. And as you can see, I'm abysmal again. My name is bigger than the title of my book. So you can make fun of me for that. And then they looped around in a way that I hadn't expected at all, and kind of basically, referenced the Fortress of Solitude jacket in a certain sly way. I mean, it doesn't feel like the same jacket again, but I think it will semi-consciously evoke that for people, which is the right evocation for this book, because this is a book that is more like Fortress of Solitude than any of the other things I've done. The two have the nearest relationship to one another. It's set in Queens, and those are the Mets colors. Yeah, which is a very personally gratifying thing to me that's idiotically irrelevant for anyone who isn't a Mets fan. But what I like is it also is a book about Queens, and it's about leftists in America, and it's about the 50s and the 60s and the 70s. But it's sort of an American book, but a dissident American book. And what I like about that orange, white, and blue scheme is it calls up almost a red, white, and blue thing, but seems kind of curdled or off or wrong. And so it does the Mets thing, but it also does this, like, failed American flag coloration. Who knows? Maybe there's some level at which that registers for people. But I also, since it's a book that's, it's a historical book set in so many different decades, I like that this book looks like it could have been published, partly because it rips off the Handke, which is a mid-70s design. It kind of looks like it could have been published in the 60s or 70s or 80s, but it doesn't look retro. It's not like you've gone to the occasional music thing where you're like, oh, it's demanding to be interpreted as retro. It could also be contemporary. It's just, it's indefinite in time.